Welcome back to Japan Edge for all things Japan. This is the second episode for this week, following the one on Shohei Ohtani. I had initially prepared this one for the week, and since it relates to the recent news, I thought I would share this with you as well, so that you could hear what's being talked about here in Japan on a timely basis. Before we go on, let me introduce you to today's featured music that's running right now and also at the end of the episode. It's a new song of a singer-songwriter called Voundy, and the song is called Time Paradox. Voundy is one of the most popular artists here in Japan, and this song is a theme song for the latest movie of the anime, Doraemon. I've written the YouTube link for this song, so please do check him out when you have the time. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, diving right into today's topic. Japan's population as of February of this year stands at about 123 million people. To put this in perspective, Japan is closely matched in population size with Mexico, which has around 129 million people. Other examples for comparison's sake, Germany has a population of about 83 million. The UK, around 68 million. The US, about 342 million. So that's slightly below three times that of Japan. China has a staggering 1.4 billion people. So I guess it's only natural that China appears in all conversations, from geopolitics, global economics, IT, cultural influence, etc. Population has been one of the focus topics in Japan, especially for the past few years, because we are facing a significant demographic challenge, as our population is declining at a faster rate than initially anticipated by the government. Projections suggest that by 2026, 2 years from now, the population will dip below 120 million people. And by 2048, it could fall below 100 million. The primary reason for this decline, simply put, people are not having babies. Data released on February 14th this year showed that the number of newborns in 2023 decreased by over 40,000 compared to the previous year, marking a 5.8% year-over-year decline, which was the largest in history since 2019. Consequently, Japan's population is aging, for sure. As early as 2013, one out of every four Japanese was already over the age of 65. And by 2035, it is estimated that one out of three will fall into this category. So, OMG, we are shrinking and we are aging. The Japanese government has pledged to implement, quote-unquote, drastic measures to address the declining birth rate. Just recently, on April 9th, they announced the main points of the new bill, which aims at tackling this issue. It is titled The Bill Related to Measures Against Declining Birth Rate. Frankly, the only thing I could understand through the news at this point is that we would be forced to contribute to a new support fund that would be set up to assist families raising children. By the way, you may know that in Japan, it is mandatory to participate in pension and healthcare. If you work in a company, the company is a part of a pension plan in a healthcare system, and so the company deducts the premium off your salary automatically, and the company pays on your behalf. And there is no choice given to you. It's mandatory. That is set by the company, and you are just forced to make the deduction no matter what. If you have your own private practice, you have to either join a pension plan and a health plan provided by one of the existing associations that you choose, or you join the national pension plan and healthcare. The moment you file corporate registration upon creating your company, you are forced to register the pension plan and the health plan as well. So unfortunately, there's no escaping from that. And thereafter, they automatically send you the bill every month. And you get penalized if you don't pay on time. Legally, you do need to pay for both pension and healthcare, even if you are not employed. The rate of the premium differs depending on your income level. So there is adjustment, but still, it's not something that you can avoid. So that's how it works here. Now, the bill that we're talking about is basically saying that every single Japanese will be forced to make additional payment that would be contributed to this new national fund to support raising children. So if you work for a company, this additional payment will be automatically deducted together with the pension and healthcare premium deduction that are already there. The government recently gave a tentative calculation, and according to that, a person with an annual face income of 4 million yen, which is about 27,000 US dollars using today's exchange rate, will face additional deduction of 7,800 yen a year, which is about $52. And for a person with an annual income of 6 million yen, which is about 40,000 US dollars, they will bear additional 12,000 yen, which is about $80. The public sentiment is, I would say, skeptical at best. The main discussion of the bill has been about this additional contribution to this fund, but they haven't really explained how and to what this fund is going to be utilized. They say that the new bill and the fund will support various initiatives to incentivize families from having children. But well, that's specific. And this is not the first time that the government has executed additional measures to deal with this issue. But they have basically been implementing measures to give out additional cash as stipends or support money in raising children. And we are all seeing that that has not worked. According to the recent national poll, 63% of the Japanese are, in fact, in favor of being enforced additional financial burden across all demographics. We feel that it is necessary. It's something that is unavoidable. But at the same time, a whopping 73% of the people say that they do not expect the government to be successful. So really, it's not about the money, but more about policy specifics, which, by the way, this government has been lacking for quite some time. Okay, I don't want to get too political in my podcast, so need to move on. But hopefully, we are going to figure out how to deal with this problem, or else the country will be shrinking. Now, you all know that Tokyo is Japan's most populous city. Within Japan's 124 million of population, the prefecture of Tokyo alone has 14 million residents, which accounts for over 10% of the total. Together with its neighboring prefectures, meaning Kanagawa, Saitama, and Chiba, they contribute to about 30% of the country's total population. So four prefectures out of 47 accounting for 30% of total. This concentration highlights a significant disparity in population distribution within this country. There have been numerous talks and public initiatives to develop rural prefectures, but they have seen little success, just like the population issue, and the situation is actually getting worse. This February, a research institute called the NLI Research Institute revealed that only 7 out of 47 prefectures saw a net increase in population in 2023, with Tokyo leading the influx. According to their data, Tokyo had a net plus of about 68,000 people, and this is followed by Kanagawa and Saitama, both with net plus of about 25,000 people. So these are all neighboring prefectures of Tokyo. The only ones that were away from Tokyo and had a net plus population were Osaka and Fukuoka, both of which have big commercial prefectural capital city. This population disparity is beginning to be focused ever more than before, because this trend really causes further income and education disparities across Japan. And it also hurts the well-being of the people living in rural areas. Less people means less tax income for the local communities, and that means less public services, less hospitals, less everything. And I think we've reached a point where this issue can no longer be ignored. As a general sentiment of the society, I do feel that there is so little faith in the government's ability to provide effective solutions that many people feel kind of stuck in the current situation. I sincerely hope that with more active public engagement, we see at least a bit of light for the future. This wraps up today's episode of Japan Edge. I hope these discussions have offered you some interesting insights into the thoughts and concerns of the local Japanese people today. I hope to catch you in my next episode next week. Until then, またね。さよなら。